Dad had a black Austin 8 or 10 car with a split double window in the back and brown leather seats. I can even remember the number plate, EEP8894. He would drive us to Borthor on his last beach on the Sunday. Nine Rowlands would come too, and she showed us how to collect cockles and mussels. Jen always fancied a ranch on the way to Borth, but sadly it has long gone, sunk, I think, into the bog. Mam used to take us on the bus to Tarrafin Lake for a picnic. Sometimes Dad would be the driver, and we would catch it home later on in the day. She used to work in the hotel Tinna Cornell by the lake when she was young, and so did her mother Ellen, who had to go in a boat to fetch water from the vicarage for the guests to wash in. I loved my mam's mam, Ellen, or Nine Corris as we called her. She lived in Dafarn Newydd, Top Corris. My tair Gomer had died when my mam was around 14 years old. Ellen and Gomer lost their baby boy, Elvin, when he was only 3 weeks old. Nine was not allowed to go to the funeral because it was men only. He is buried at Corris Church. I would go and stay with her often. Mam said that Nine wanted me to go and live with her, but even though I loved her, I preferred to live with my mam and dad. Her house was quite small, black iron beds in the bedrooms, a black range in the kitchen, and a glass vase with an old-fashioned nib pen on the mantelpiece. We would both sit around the fire listening to Mrs. Dale's diary on the radio and an egg custard in a blue and white striped bowl in the oven. Nine didn't have a garden, only a slate-covered backyard. The fence around it was slate and a large slate table for her to wash her clothes in the tin bath, which hung on the wall outside when not in use. Across the yard there was a shed in the aisle. She would let me go in there and look through her button tins where I found marbles, medals, etc. The only thing I hated was the outside closet. It was quite a walk away from the house, down by the river. At night we would have a potty under the bed. I had to sleep in Nine's bed with her on a lumpy feather mattress, and she always brought a flask to bed with ginger and hot water in it. There was a large green lake, an old quarry, in Top Corris, and we would walk along a narrow path with her dog, Bet. I used to have terrible nightmares about it. I have been back to see it, and it has been drained. I actually walked down inside it, but there is hardly any water in it now. Nine and Tide Rowland's dad's parents lived in number 17, Isle of Brim. Tide was a very quiet man and I didn't know him very well, but my dad and brother Brian thought very highly of him. Dad says that I look like my Nine. I know that I take after her with sewing, gardening and fondness of animals, but I hope that I am not as strict as her with my grandchildren. I went with her once on a Sunday school trip to Rhyl. Jen went with Auntie Annie, Nine's sister. Actually, I had a lovely time and spent all my money, but poor Jen wasn't allowed to spend all of hers. When I came back to live in Kynos, Nine and I became closer. She would come and visit me at my house. We would both go down on the bus to Machynlleth together and have a coffee in the cafe. During the last few years before she died, I used to go to her house to help her. There would be a flask of tea and sandwiches waiting for me. She could read your tea leaves in your cup. Dad told me that her ancestors were Romani gypsies from Spain. That explains the very dark eyes. She would also talk about her and Tide when they were courting. Her bureau is now in my house, with my treasured books, etc. in it. I was given it for cleaning Nine's house when she went to the home at Machynlleth. My sister Jen and I had a friend called Susan Rutalic. She lived at number 11 Isle of Brin. We would go to the Brach Goch Quarry, Tynno, to see my grandfather, Tom Rowlands, who worked on the planer inside the large shed. My dad Ken worked there for a while, also my other grandfather, Gomer Jones. We all hated to see my dad crushing the waste with a large hammer, and it was taken away to make soap. My great-grandfather John Rowlands worked there too in 1913. He was in charge underground. Once John went to work in South Wales too at the St. Heneb Colliery. but was laid off, and he'd been home for 3 weeks when there was a massive explosion there. It was one of the worst coal mining disasters in 1913, and over 400 men were killed. Jen and I would also go and see Mr. Vincent at the quarry. He used one of the buildings to keep his budgies in, and it was a chance for us to have pocket money as we cleaned out the cages for him. I can remember my dad's friend Bill Scouse taking us in his Land Rover to the Bright Gorge Hotel and buying us lemonade and crisps. We stayed in the back of the Land Rover while he had a pint. Dad and Bill were civvy drivers for the army at Tonbannai. They were both ex-army. I started at the county school Machynlleth on the 4th of September 1961. I'd had my 11th birthday on August 13th the same year. I would walk over the bridge up to Station Vech to catch the school bus with my friend Christine Latham. My mum bought the uniform at Glasgow House, Machynlleth, and I thought I was quite smart in the navy gym slip, tie and black tights, but I hated wearing the navy knickers. I remember my sister Jen and I had to wear a Liberty bodice with rubber buttons, so when it was PT day we would arrive at school, make a dash for the toilets and take them off. I think it was Nine Rowlands who bought them for us. We weren't the only ones who wore them, as they were the fashion then. I liked most of the teachers, but we were all frightened of Mr. Tucker, the typing teacher, as he would smack your knuckles with his ruler if you looked at the keyboard or the typewriter. Torchy, Mr. W.B. Jones from Derby Bridge, was our English teacher. He was also quite scary, but luckily he was okay with me because I did like English lessons. Mr. Thomas, who taught maths, was one of my favourites also. And Mr. J.A. Cooper, who taught physics and maths, he was also my favourite. The headmaster, Mr. Glyn Jones, and his wife were very nice, and always encouraged me to do well at school. When I came back to live at Kynos in the 1980s, I used to see Mrs. Jones at the Cat Protection League in Machynlleth. Ray would give her a lift home, and we went into the house one evening. Mr. Jones brought the school photos out for us to see. Mr. G.S. Owen, as Owen Art, was my favourite of them all, and I would have long chats with him in the co-op where I worked, and I also used to see Mrs. Jones, the biology teacher. I remember there was a fetus in liquid inside a jar in her classroom, and I thought her lessons were really interesting. Sadly, they are no longer with us. Both my children, Sharon and Patrick, went to the same school, different teachers, of course. Now three of my grandsons also go there, Connor, Kieran, Cameron, and I hope that one day my granddaughter Kelsey will also attend in about 5 years' time. I revisited the school in May 2011 as Connor and Kieran were having certificates for their sports achievements, and I was proud of them both, but it was very strange to go into the building after such a long time, and it brought back many memories.